The Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph from Aleph on the top. We just finished saying a tiyufta. The Maskonis Gemara was a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan, a raya to Rabbi Yanai, that Hagrola is Ma'akev. The last raya the Gemara was from the Sifri, the Sifra. It says, it says as follows. This is the gate to the next Omid. It says in the pasuk, "Vasol chatos." The kohen makes the chatos by declaring the chatos. Hagoyel is the chatos. Dafke the vasol is through the goyel. Vein Hashem is the chatos. Not the kriyas Hashem. The ma'isa itself, not the kriyas Hashem alone. Zogemar, there's a kavul chomer that kriyas Hashem should work. Umave makom the kriyas hagoyel. By regular chatos, you led this. You have a kinim. You have two birds. A chatos and an oilo. It's the kriyas Hashem. The kriyas Hashem. The kohen shafts it through the kriyas Hashem. Or the Bailam when he acquires the birds, it's the Shem itself. So Mokim Shekirish HaGoril, when there's a Kirish HaGoril, but it is a girl. Over there is no girl, and over there is a Kirish Hashem. Over here we have a girl, and it didn't Shekirish Hashem. Talmud Lomer, the Pesach says, Vaso Chatos, HaGoril is Chatos, and Hashem is Chatos, only the girl. So now what do we see from here? That the girl is the one that shafts the Chatos. Girl is Ma'akev. Stam Sifri is Ma'ani Gab Yudi. V'ketoni HaGoril is Chatos, and Hashem is Chatos. Alma HaGoril Ma'akev, Tiyufta D'madom HaGoril Ma'akev, Tiyufta, and that was the Maskonis HaGemara. Zok de Gemara, four lines from the top. Omer Rav Chizda, on this brisa that we just brought, that when it comes to other kinim, there's no goyrel, it's only the Kriyas Hashem. Omer Rav Chizda says the following statement: Ein hakinim ispar shoyz el oy belekichas ba'elim oy besiyas koyin. The only way that a kinim can be decided which one is an oyle, which one is a chatos, is either at the time of acquisition when the ba'elim buys the birds in the store. So that's when he decides, this is the chatos and this is the oiler bird. I'm buying it, I'm acquiring it for this, for an oiler, for a chatos. Or basias koyin. That means if the Bailam did not have that in mind, Yistam has birds, he didn't buy them specifically for anything. So then the koyin does it, b'shas da'asiyah, basias koyin. And Zok Drashi, ein akinim spashis, ezel oiler ve'ezel chatos. Elo oiber likichas Bailam, that means, in b'shekonon, oh my zani look kachla oila, this one is oila, this bird is an oila. Vezelachatos. So then it doesn't help anymore. Shuvena coin yochla shaloisim basios, and the coin cannot suddenly decide, you know what, this one is going to be the oila instead of what he said. The imshinon, if he does change, posel. The coin cannot change after the bailam was befarshit. And now let's say the bailam did not do anything, say anything. Vim shekonon loy pirish, if he didn't say anything. Av al pish shekonon shem laachamikan. Let's say the bailam decides when he comes home. And a few hours later, this one is a chatz, this one the oila. It doesn't help. That's called beni veni. It's either a blekicha or b'shas asiyah. Ein shame chalaleim. It's not chal when the Bailam does it now. V'yochla koin l'shanoisan. Now the koin can decide what he does. It's not up to the Bailam. It's only up to the Bailam b'shas the kinyan, b'shas the lekicha. Or up to the koin b'shas the asiyah if the Bailam did not do anything b'shas the lekicha. The Chazanish explains, because once the Bailam was mafish mois and he acquired the birds, and he wasn't kaveh what they are for, now he's not a bailam on it anymore. Once he's mafish the mois for the hekdesh, so it's like a mesir legavoya. So now he can't decide anymore what it's going for. Only b'shas lekicha or the koin b'shas tasiyah. Now lekicha is lav dafka. You can also take birds from a shoivach and be makshe den and kaveh den. It doesn't have to be lekicha from a store. Rav Chizda is coming lafuke that if you go and you koin it l'shem korban stam, and then you can't be kaveh afterwards. You can only be kaveh b'shas lekicha when you're stelling it back for a korban. Rav Chizda is coming to me mamayit that if you koin the shape korban stoma, then you can't be kaveh afterwards what it's for. Oh my God, see me by Ashi. My time is Rav Chizda. What's the reason of Rav Chizda that it's only these two specific times? So the Gemara, the Chizda, it says in the pasuk, the lokha, that's one pasuk. The pasuk is this talking about a regular yoledes. Vimlois, there's two types of birds, karbonis. It's either an animal or it's a bird. Vimlois simtza yoda de se, if she can't afford it, se. So the lokosh te soyim shtei beyoni, then you have two terim with two bnei yoina, echel olav echel chatos v'chipol ha'akoyin v'tiago. So it says the lokha, that's one pasuk the lokha, and the second pasuk is the also ha'akoyin es echad chatz ves echad oylo v'chipol ha'akoyin lefnei Hashem mizoyv tu moso when she's a zova. So it's the also. So the pasuk says either the lokha shtei soyim or the also ha'akoyin es echad chatz ves oylo. Both are the times, b'shas alikicha, b'shas asiyah, which state in Pasuk behegdia, that's when you can create what it's for. Oy b'likicha b'asiyah. So that's a statement of Rav Chisda, and the Makor is this, these two psukim. What did you say?
What's a
tachshu basim? Asim means the shchita, the melika.
From the pen, whatever.
No, the ma'is asiyah, not the taking from the pen, right. No, asiyah, the etzim, just like we know, is sakin is bekadish. Sakin is bekadish the dam. So here the melika, the asiyah of the oif is what makes it. It's correct. Zog di gemara meisvei, the following kasha. Shteit voso chatos. This is the posik, where it says, by our parsha, by the parsha of Seirim, that's what comes to us. It says, v'ikriv arnesa, soir, Asher olol of Hagoyer Lashem vaso chatos. When does Aaron make it into chatos? Vaso chatos when he's makivit Lashem. Hagoyer loyse chatos. Now this is talking about after it was a goyer Lashem. Vaso chatos. But through the goyer he makes it into chatos. Asher olol of Hagoyer Lashem vaso chatos. What makes it into chatos? The ma'aser goyer vaso chatos. Hagoyer loyse chatos when Hashem loyse chatos. Kriyas Hashem alone cannot make it into chatos. And that was the whole riot we brought before, that goyel is ma'akev, sheyochel, but maybe kavach choymer, valadinu, umay b'mokim shalei kiddush ha-goyel, by yoldis, by zova, by metzora, there is no goyel. Over there it's kiddush Hashem, or it's only the decision that you make, b'shas, the kiddush Hashem, b'shlikicho b'asiyo. So over here we have an additional option, you have a goyel. Mokim shalei kiddush ha-goyel, you have a goyel by the echad la'azoz and echad Hashem. Ain't a din she kaddish Hashem, so for sure you should be able to mikaddish the Shem when b'shas the goyel, which is not b'shas the kicha nor the asiya. But that's what you would think this kavach choymer. Talmud loy mishtein posik vaso chatos ha goyel is chatos ven Hashem is chatos. Now this tzad that you're telling me, if not for the vaso chatos, when would you make this kriyas Hashem b'shas the goyel? Besides, the girl is neither Lekicha nor Asiya. You just told me it's Exeris HaKosuf, that the only time you can create and decide when it's a Chatzah and Oila is either because Lekicha, Velokach, or Velokhoiva also, we learn from there. And you have a Kavachoyim in a Kolshkin over here, where there's a girl, it should be the same, Kriyas Shem should work. And the only reason why it doesn't, because it says Voso Chatos, it's only the girl that Shavs the Chatos. But if not for Exeris HaKosuf, when would it have been? Besides the girl, which is neither Lekicha or Asiya. Frag the Gemara. The lav shas lekicha v'lav shas asiya, meaning if the kriyas Hashem would have been b'shas the girl, if not for the vaso chatos, then kolsh can you do a kriyas Hashem which is neither lekicha nor l'siya v'katoni the kova, and it would have worked only because it exists because of vaso chatos. But if not for the avik kolsh can, then it works. Well, this has nothing to do with lekicha asiya. And for the Gemara, you're reading it wrong. Omar Rav no hori komar. You have to read the Kavachorim as follows. When the girl is not Mekadish, meaning by regular Yoldes, by regular Yoledes, or Zova, Metzora, there is no girl, neither B'shas Lekicha nor B'shas Asiya. But rather at that time, it's only the Kriyas Hashem that Shavs, Kiddush Hashem, B'shas Lekicha, B'shas Asiya, but it's only the Kiddush Hashem, B'shas Lekicha, B'shas Asiya that Shavs the girl. That chaps the Shem, I mean, and not the girl. There is no girl by Yoledes. Again, Madach by Yoledes, where there is no Kiddush HaGirl, even B'shas Lekicha and Shas Asiya. But rather, it's only the Kriyas Hashem, B'shas Lekicha and Asiya, that chaps the Shem. So Mokam Shekiddush HaGirl, a place where you have a girl by the two Seirim, Shaloi B'shas Lekicha and Shaloi B'shas Asiya, and the girl is not B'shas Lekicha and B'shas Asiya. So ain't it din that it should work in Amira of when b'shas tekicha b'shas asiyah, and it din she kadosh Hashem b'shas tekicha b'shas asiyah, and lo oylem it shtims Rav Chisda that the only time you can have a mekinim is pashos is b'lekicha or b'asiyah, like we brought a pasuk for lokhava also. You have a kol shekain over here b'shas the girl where there's a girl that should work a kriya. Teretz says no, madach in a place where it works a kriya Hashem, which is not b'shas girl. There's no girl, but only b'shas tekicha and asiyah. So makom where there is a girl, that type of animal, that type of mitzias, that type of mitzvah of the two seirim on Yom Kippur, where there is a girl. So kol shekhen, it should work over there, kriyas Hashem, b'shas lekicha and b'shas asiyah. And on that, the pasuk says, no, tamid loim v'aso chatos, ha-girl is chatos, ve'en Hashem is chatos. So the Gemara comes out l'maskona that the din of Rav Chisda, that the kinim are not misparish only by lekichas bailam or basiyas koyin, the same thing would apply by the kriyas Hashem that would have happened if not for the girl. The kriyas Hashem by the shnei seirim would have been also only b'shas lekicha or b'shas asiyah. Now, the obvious question that could have been asked, what's Bichal the Tzushtel? Maybe the whole din of Rav Chisda is only Gezoktuva and Bakinim. Bakinim, there's a din where we find in the Pasuk, V'lokcha V'osa. Those are referring to the birds. Who says by behemoths, there's a din of V'lokcha V'osa? So the Teshonim Bavarns is, and he says, in the Bamaschel V'hochet Lavshas Lekicha, he says, V'oimer Rebbe, the Pshite Lel Tamuda, the Kuli Yalfina Mekinin. We learn out behemoths from Kinim. Rav Chisda uses kinim as an example because that's what the pasuk is referring to. But who are then? It's referring to all animals who are then behemoths, who are then seirim, is like kinim, and it's only b'shas the lekicha or b'shas the hakrova, and we're not going to differentiate between kinim and behemoths. It will be the same thing. And Ritva speaks it out behed yoso that the Gemara held that there's no difference be'etzim. We see clearly from the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha. The Gemara has to answer that it's taka b'shas lekicha and b'shas the seir only like Rav Chisda. But we see clearly the din of Rav Chisda, it might have been said by kinim, but the Gemara holds it's applicable by seirim also, and it's applicable by all korbanos too, and it's only b'shas lekicha or b'shas asiya. Zog the Gemara Toshma mitame mikdash oni vehefrish mois lekinoi. If someone enters the Beis HaMikdash and he's tomei, so there's a korban oil of yoyret. If he is wealthy, he can afford it. Then he brings a behema. If he's bedalus, then he brings two birds. Dali dalus, then he brings a mincha. But the point is that metame mikdash, he nichnas lemikdash tomei, or he eats kochim betumasai, so he has to bring a carbon of oil of yoyret, meaning either bashiras or bedalus. So metame mikdash oni, if he entered the mikdash when it was an oni, and now he has to bring those two birds, v'hifrish mois lekinoi, and he's mafrish money for his kinim, meaning for the chatas and the oil of bird that he has to bring, v'hesher, and now before he, the hakrovi became wealthy, so now he brings a behemoth instead of a bird, v'achakach omar, the Gemara's Hamin right now, he said this after he became rich. He said, since he was mafish mois for the kinim, meaning a chatas and oila, and now he became wealthy, he says, elu lechatosoi, velu lolosoi. He said, these monies go for my chatos, these for my oila. Now, he doesn't bring an oila when he's wealthy. When he's wealthy, he only brings a behema, a chatos. And Ebenezer explains, Al HaTorah, the reason is because when you're wealthy, you bring a behema, which is a chatos, which is all-inclusive. The chatos behema also has a hakrovas emerin. Mashenka, when you bring a chatas oif, there's no hakrovas emerin. So you need to have the oil as oif to compensate in place of the emerin, because you don't have an emerin by the chatas oif. So that's why, as an oni, you bring a oil as oif and a chatas oif, and as an oshi, you only bring a chatas behema. But a kaponim, now that he became wealthy, he said, elu lechatas ve'eloi losoi. So the chatas part, he uses that money now for a chatas behema. He has to be moisiv on that. Moisiv will maybe chavosim mid mechatosoi. You can be moisiv on the money you set aside for the chatas oiv and make it into chatas behema. The ain moisiv will maybe chavosim mid mealosoi. On the mealosoi, you can't be moisiv because you don't bring an oiler as an animal. But rather, this has to now go for a regular oiler's nadova. Now, fact the Gemara. Vahocha the lav shas lekicha. The lav shas asiyahi. The katoni de kova. Your kaveya. That means you're saying that these monies are for chatos and these monies are for oila. Now, when you became wealthy, you can't use this for an oilas behemoth because there is no oilas behemoth. But al kaponim, we see that the money for a chatos, you utilize for a chatos behemoth now and you're moisiv on it. We see your kaveya, what's for chatos, what's for oila. Now, this is neither a time of lekicha nor a time of asiya. So we see clearly that you're being kaveya, even not b'shas lekicha, not b'shas asiya. Frag the Gemara, v'hocha de lav shas lekicha, v'lav shas asiyi, v'katoni de kova, and it says, kili yekaveya, that it's a money for a chatos, and money for an oila, and you can't be moisiv on the oila. But on kaponim, we see it's kavua, meaning you're able to be kaveya with your amira, that these monies are for the oila, and these monies are for the chatos. And that's not like Rav Chisda, because the kviyas Hashem, according to Rav Chisda, is only b'shas lekicha, or b'shas asiya. Over here, it's neither. It's not b'shas lekicha and it's not b'shas asiya. It's not a shas asiya because you're not being makrif right away. You first have to still buy the behema. You didn't buy a behema. You only had money that you were mafrish. And it's not b'shas lekicha because you're saying it. You were mafrish already beforehand. Before you were hesher, you were hesher after you were mafrish, and then you're saying what you're saying. So we see clearly it's neither shas lekicha nor shas asiya. Now by the oni v'hesher, the Ritva explains he's chayev b'shas kishas the hakrova. He's not chayiv kishas the havera, because b'shas the chet he was takan oni, but now b'shas the hakrova he became wealthy. He's takan chayiv b'shas the hakrova. But the kapparim we see clearly now Rav Chisda and for the Gemara Om Rav Sheshes v'tizbara. This whole brayse is a meshabeshta. Why? Because after all, for Om Rav Lozom Rav Yehoshia mitame mikdash osher. If someone is mitame mikdash when he was an osher, he's chayiv to bring a behema. Not like we said, by an Oshi brings a behema, and only an Oni brings Oifus. Behavi carbon Oni, and now he brings, in place of a behema, he brings two birds, Lo Yotza. It's not his carbon, so he's not Yotza, his Choyva. So if he's not Yotza, so Hechi Kova. So how could the Amira of part of these Mois go to an oiler after he's a hashir? We're talking about that he's an usher. So how could this money now bichlal go for an oiler? He's not mechuyev a carbon oiler. How is he kaveya that he brought a carbon oiler, meaning oiler sa'oif, if he was an usher? How can it be? Elamai, this kviyas took place before he was an usher. Elamai is the chameimar, that the only way it's shaykh that he has an oiler sa'oif is kvar oma meni yusoy. That means you have to change the braisa. That means that mektame mikdosh oni shehifrish mois lekinoi, and he says that the time when he's an oni ele chatos ve'ele losoi, and only afterwards he became a rich. So mele the hafrosh attack took place, and that amira took place when he was an oni. So over there it's taka when he was an oni, and he's taka chayve chatos an oile a bird. So that's where the dibur taka helps. So just like you have to explain that by the case over here, when he brought a carbon oni, is because it was a vekeshtalt when he was an oni. So hachanami legabe the kriyas Hashem, you have to say that mektame mikdash oni shehefrish mois lekinoi, and he says b'shas afrosha eile chatos ve'ele losoi. It's talking about shkar oma mishas afrosha. That means that when he takes the money and he's Kurish Shem, it was b'shas hafrosh of the mois itself that he made this proclamation. And this hafrosh, Zog Rashi, is hafrosh's mois is k'shas lekicha sa'oifos. That's like the lekicha. So that's where you can taka do it. Because it's taka b'shas hafrosh, which is sash lekicha, and that's why now we can't change anymore. Because he said it b'shas hafrosh, which is the lekicha. Zog Rashi, three lines from the bottom. The tni hochi. Metame mikdash oni shifrish mois lekine va'ome b'shas hafrosha elu chatos ve'elo elo. He says at the time of the hafrosha, not afterwards. You wake somebody says chatos elo, but he says b'shas hafrosha, which is the lekicha va'achachish, and afterwards he became wealthy. So then moisiv maybe is moisiv on the chatos. Why the hafrosha b'mois k'shas lekicha sa'ofes, and that's takel elo magav chizda that it's after b'shas lekicha. We'll stop over here about him at the omid ule rav chogah.